Praise God. Come on here now. So we got up at the old sports bar and grill, and he said, I'm not eating in a place like that. He backed up everyone down. Well, when they went somewhere else to eat decent, and got all back out there in the car, and they said, well, I believe we'll go take us in a quick ball game. Well, he wasn't driving the vehicle, you know. And they took him over and went to, I forget who was playing, or even the stadium it was at, maybe if it was Chicago, the White Sox or something. I'd say that's where. Thank God for somebody that has a fear of God on them. I said, thank God for somebody that's got that fear of God on them. Huh? Glory, listen to me now. Listen to me now. By God, we're living in a sad day. People ain't afraid to do nothing. You hear me? You know what is the difference in our day and the days of the past? You got to have more character to live for God today than you've ever been required of you. Huh? We've got gizmos, chismos, and ismos, and gizmos, amen, that you can sin on and you think nobody will ever know. But I want to preach to you. I want to preach to you this morning. God knows and God remembers, amen, and God sees, and he will not at all acquit the wicked. Huh? He's not going to do it. Woo, glory to God. Tell you this little story here, and I want you to stay with me if you can, preachers. I don't know if you're going to believe this story or not, but I'm going to tell it anyway, because fact is truer than fiction. Hallelujah. I don't understand it, but we got people in our holiest churches will climb a tree, climb out on a limb, and tell a lie when they could stand on the ground and tell the truth. Yeah, praise God. Come on here now. All you tithe cheaters on Sunday morning, all of you that cheat on your tithes and don't pay your tithes, that's who I'm talking to right now. Woo! Hold on here now. How many of you all know what a two before preacher is? You know Roger Dodger, the jolly old Dodger? Huh? Hey, how many of y'all know what a two before preacher is? You forgot. That's all right. Praise God. That'll get us close enough. Yeah, okay. Praise God. Listen to this. A two before preacher in our country, Brother King, is a preacher that had to work for a living while he pastored church. They called us two before preachers. That's what I, about the first 15 years I preached, I was a two before preacher. Well, I really got in the act one day. Brother Ralph called me to go preach in a Christian school at 12 o'clock on a Wednesday. So I was we was framing a house in, and I didn't have nothing right on. I had my carpenter's pencil, and I walked over and got me a 2x4 block, and I picked it up off the ground, and I got my text. So I take that carpenter's pencil, and I write it, my text down on that 2x4. Praise God. You done it? Yeah. Glory to God. And boy, I tell you, amen, I had me a piece about that long. And by the time I got through, I had a whirlwind, 2x4, no sawdust, sermon, praise God. So that was on Tuesday morning. Next day at 12, I was up at the Christian school. And my text was, I want you to listen to my text, be sure your sins will find you out. Now, when you go up to score in the ACE Christian school, you can't take a pencil with you. How many knows that? Huh? This old boy had a Brother Schaefer had a necktie on. God bless neckties. That's all I got to say. This was one time I was glad I didn't wear. Praise God. I'm not preaching against him, but it's all right if you think I am preaching against him. I don't care. Praise God. Big deal. Oh, God. But them old boys was breaking the lead out of their pencils and putting it down in the end of their tie. Yeah. And they made them a little hole, and the pencil would drop out of the hole. Oh, yeah. They'd go up to the scoring table, and they could take their pace up there, and they could write the right answers in their pace. You know what I did? I got right up and preached and told them they was doing that. you don't be sure your sins will find. My God, I got the anointing that morning. I tell you, I was fired up, boy. I got in a preaching. I preached against. Be sure your sins will find you out. Well, got home that day and I was wore out. Just wore myself out preaching. And I didn't feel like really trying to dig something else up that night. And I got a good anointing that day. So I said, I'll dump it on my people tonight. So, buddy, I got up and I lit in on that poor old bunch that I pastored. I'll be sure your sins will find you out. Woo! Boy, I tell you what, I burned it up. I preached against everything. And the only thing I did not preach against is something I couldn't think of. So, I'm already getting tired. Y'all get water. My mouth feels like I've got Elmer's glue and that white cotton in it. Yeah, hurry. So, I got home at night, and I felt sorry for them, but I felt good for myself. Praise God. I got anointed preaching. You know what? You can get them 99 times out of 100. You can get anointed preaching to your sin. Let me tell you, we had a woman, I don't glory in this at all, young girl, she died of overdose, and she died with no clothes on, and she died in a trailer full of men. So I went to the funeral. I knowed all them dopeys, wanted to be with them, wanted to see them, and everyone I expected to see was there. And you know what, that slimy preacher got up and said, you know what he said, Brother Key? He said, this is not the judgment day. So he started making excuse for that poor old girl to go to heaven. Huh? Listen to me now. What, don't look like much about run out? God, pay your water bill, preacher. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. So, hey, you don't need to be with a Bible in your hand if you're a chicken. Huh? Just get the Bible and go back to school or something, but leave the pulpit to guys that can preach. And don't, hey, I don't care one bit to tell you, hey, amen, that woman never went to heaven. She did not stand a chance of going to heaven. Huh? What is wrong with saying that? That she went to hell. But my God, she certainly never went to heaven. And everybody sitting back there knew that. Everybody but the preacher did crawl back over the corner. Such slime. Well, I went home from preaching that night and the phone rung. No, it was Friday night. And he said, preacher, he said, how about come preaching this meeting for me? Oh, well, I'll come preach for you. So I said, went in. He told me the date and everything. I wrote down. This is the next week. And so I wrote it down. And I went to pray. And I said, God, what do you want me to preach? What do you want me to preach? Oh, God, give me a message. And God spoke to me and said, I want you to preach on, be sure your sins will find you out. I said, I can take care of that. I went over and preached. I preached just what I'd done the other two times. Amen. I got anointed to preach. And about that time when I quit preaching, the pastor runs over, gets me by the elbow, brings me back over in the corner. And he said, "Preacher, you don't know what you've done tonight." And I said to myself, "Well, I think I did." But anyway, praise God. You don't know what you've done here. We're over there at the altar praying. So good. Number three, yeah. So I get home, and the next weekend, I get a phone call. And the preacher says, "Hey, Brother Roberts, could you come over and preach for me?" And I said, "Yeah. Yeah, I'd be glad to." I said, he said, "It's next week." So I get off the phone. I go to my old prayer place, and I say, "Now, God, oh, God, I need a message. I want to bless these people. I want to preach for them. Would you help me get out, God?" I said, "God, give me a message to preach." And I thought he said, "Be sure your sins will find you out." So I'll go over there. By God, same old message. Amen. Same illustrations. Amen. And I'll tell you something else. I got the same anointing. Whoa, God, did I have a great time that night. So when I got through preaching, that's number three. The old preacher, pastor, comes over, gets me by, same deal. Gets me over, takes me off over the side. And he said, "Preacher, you ain't going to believe what you've done here tonight." And again, I thought, well, I may know a little. He said, "Boy, you better not. They're in there talking." Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, is that number three? Keep up with me. Is that number four? Keep up with me, Brother Paul. Amen. So, I get home the next weekend. Another preacher asked me to come preach for him. I said, "Okay, I'll take you up on that." So I go to my prayer place, and I start praying, "God, give me a message. God, give me a message. Give me a message to preach." "You sure? You sure about that?" "Be sure your sins will find you out." So that's number five. I got through preaching. The preacher comes over and gets me. By this time, I'm walking over toward him.
Yeah,
praise God, you know, save him a little bit of breath. Anyway. And he said, "Boy, you ain't going to know. You don't know what you've done here tonight. You don't know who you smoked out of here tonight." How many is that? Five? Okay, so number six, the same thing. Number six was the same thing. Phone rung, asked me to come preach. I said, "Okay." Man, I got up, and I promise you, I went and got down as sincere before God as a man could get. And I thought he said, "Just preach on, be sure your sins will find you." I done it. Six times in a row. You preachers may not believe this. But it happened. So, I got home, and the phone rung again. But this time I had to get an airplane. I was going to Oklahoma. So, I flew out of Bristol in Atlanta, got in Atlanta Airport, waited around there 2 hours, got on a plane. When I got on the plane, I was 32.5 up in the air, 32,000 feet. I started praying. I said, "God, well, you want me to preach this meeting tonight. This is Monday night. This is Monday morning when I got on the plane. But Monday night I had to preach. I was sitting there in that chair. And I said, God, everything, you know how noisy the airplane is. And I said, God, what do you want me to preach? I said, God, I'll preach anything. I said, I'll just give me a message. Give me a thought. And I can study on it while I'm flying out there." And God said, "Preach on. Be sure your sins will find you out." I said, "God, can I talk to you a second?" "Lord, I have had the best time of my life preaching on, be sure your sins will find you." I said, "I appreciate it so much. I said, I think maybe it's my voice speaking now instead of your voice." And he said, "Shut up!" I never said one more word, buddy. I went to studying on, be sure your sins will find you out. So I got out there that night. I got out there that night. And lo and behold, the crown poopahs of the holiness movement were there. Yeah, Don Rich was there. Carl Page was there. L.D. Moore was there. I mean, all the big dogs. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to get no big meeting, brother, and flop.
No. I've done that.
I've done her.
You don't want to do it.
I tell you, I've done her. I was so stinking ashamed. I was. So, I get up, and I start preaching on, be sure your sins will find you out. All them other times, buddy, Holy Ghost fire come on me. By God, it was the easiest, it would just step out there by God and preach to them and tell them about be sure your sins. But that night, it was different. When I got out there, it was like pulling teeth. God, I'd done everything I could do. I pulled everything I could pull. Nobody was helping me, Brother Ralph. My God, I pulled that by myself. I thought the big boys might help me. But I'm not blaming them. They wasn't enough there to help me. There wasn't nothing there. Wasn't nothing cooking, buddy. The cook had left town. Praise God. So I was just a pulling. And when I got through, if I'd have had my pocket knife on, I'd have cut the carpet, crawled under it, and stayed there until everybody was gone. But I couldn't do that. I had a prize. Brother Paul, I'd sweated till I couldn't sweat and pulling that deal. I flopped big time. Brother, you done great last night. If you ever done like I done out there, you'll probably think about leaving. I'm telling you, it was awful. God, oh, Brother Mike Roberts. Oh, God. I was humiliated. I preached so bad. I was so humiliated. I didn't know what to do. Nobody wanted to talk to me after the meeting. I couldn't blame them. No, everybody acted like they didn't even know me. Yeah. So I sit down. We had a 30-35 second altar call. Everybody was back to their seats, feeling fine, except me. And all of a sudden, I want you to hear me now. I want you to hear me. Oh, Sister L.D. Moore got up. Bew Moore got up. And she said, Brother Mike, I've got to tell you this before we go home. She said, 20 years ago today, I was at the Richlands camp meeting. And she said, I got up early that morning. We stayed with Brother Philip Horton. She said, I got up early that morning, just barely after daylight. And I said, God, would you let an Oklahoma preacher get up at the tabernacle today and preach on, be sure your sins will find you out. And she said, I went over there at that 2 o'clock service, and that Oklahoma preacher got up and preached on, be sure your sins will find you out. And she said, Brother Mike, I got up this morning early. And she said, God, would you let Brother Mike Roberts preach on, be sure your sins will find you out tonight. I didn't know it. I did not know it, church. Let me tell you something. You may have forgot about your sin, but God has not. Cover it up. Amen. And cover it up so good. Amen. You may have thought God had forgot about it. But I'm going to tell you, it's a reverse role. You forgot about it. But God never forgot about it. Did you hear me? Amen. God never forgot about it. And he ain't forgot about it now. And I tell you what, he's right there. He's right there on it. Just like he was with Nahum at Nineveh. Amen. God has not forgotten. I did not know that the pastor was running through the back country, parking behind a woman's house, and cutting through the long field to her back door. I didn't know that. You know how long it took for it to come out? 5 years. 5 years. God is slow to anger, Brother Ralph. Yeah, but yeah. Let me tell you something. When God come down on him, he come down on him with a sledgehammer. Let me tell you something. You better get up this altar this morning, amen, and repent. And he says, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you leave them where they're at now, God is going to come down on you like a sledgehammer. Huh? Stand to your feet. There is a price I pay just for one riotous day. Years of regret and grief and sorrow without relief. Suffer it will, my friend. Suffer it until the end, until the grave will give relief. Small thing was the thing I thought I bought. Small was the sin in my mind I thought. Small as it was, it's at its best. But oh my God, what interest. Woo! Small was the thing I thought I bought. Let me tell you something. We can't go home with you today with your laptop. We can't crawl, amen, in some corner and hide when you're on texting. You're texting them. Huh? Come on here now. Amen. We can't do it. But you can. Yeah. Now, brethren, if you get up behind this pulpit, here's what's happening. My God, slinky, slimy. Preachers are getting up preaching on Facebook. Going to hell, Facebook. You're going to hell now. You're on Facebook. Good, okay. Well, what are we going to do about you that's on Craigslist? Are we going to pick and choose? Huh? What about watching every preacher that I've heard lately preach on Facebook has got them a monitor playing videos? Huh? They're on Craigslist? Come on here now. Now, y'all act like y'all liked my preaching here a few minutes ago. Come on here now. Hey, get up. Get up. By God, if we are, get up and tell us about it. If you got the guts. Huh? Tell us that it's wrong. But my God, don't be on that other junk. You can't pick and choose what part of the internet you're going to play. You tell them I said so. Dude, Brother Lewis, do I look like I'm scared? Okay. That's good. Woo! Huh? Do I look like I'm afraid? Huh? I ain't a bit more afraid of you all if you're a bunch of dead chickens. You can't pick and choose, Brother Ralph. All right? All right? You gotta say, well, I just sold my car on Craigslist. Well, some other old guy just sold his old lady on it. Yeah. Good? Is this all right? Tell you one thing. You hear me now? You hear me well. Men try to forget sin. Women try to forget sin. But God never does. 100 years after Jonah preached his message, Nahum came, and he preached on Nineveh. 50 years, God waited 50 years after the Babylonians to come and crush Nineveh. Crush it. And God helped them do it. God sent a flood and washed their ramparts away from the city of Nineveh. They withstood the Babylonian tempt for 2 years, but God said, you're coming down, and you're coming down in the mud. God said. And that's exactly what happened. 50 years later, after old Nahum prophesied, God. Let me read you this. Yeah. I'm like Brother Wilson. I just thought of something else to say. Let me read you this. Oh, I'd love to preach. Took the time to preach to you, but it's 12:02. Now I got to get out of here. I got to go home. 1 Samuel 15:2. God talking to Samuel. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. God said, I remember it. Y'all was coming out of Egypt, and Amalek smote the hindermost. And here it is, about 1,000 years later, and God says, I remember. You ever heard anybody could remember like him? I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy both man and woman, infant and suckling, every baby. sheep, and camel and ass. God said, I remember. I remember. He'll get around one day. Amen. God will have your name. It may be a fishbowl, I don't know. And he'll reach down in there one day and pull it out. Yeah, I remember. I remember. God remembers. Oh, God. You really want to put it away? We'll give you an opportunity right now. Yeah. I'm going to give you, is that all right, preacher? Yeah, praise God. And with every head bowed and no one looking around, I'm asking you this morning, if you're here and you want God, do you want him to remember or do you want him to forget? Let's come. If you're here this morning, I want you to come. Amen. You're guilty. You know you're guilty. Hey, man, why don't you come right now? Come on. We ain't enough people to even count compared to what you're going to have to do this to in one day. You're going to have to face the whole populace of mankind. Would you do it? Would you like to come this morning? Like to come around this altar and find God, would you? All right. Thank God for that boy. Thank God for this one. Would there be another one? Come on, girls. You girls can get just as loose on your texting and on your other things that are happening right now across America. Why don't you come? Come on. Thank God. Would there be another one? Come on, right now. All right. I'm not going to hold you very much longer. Let's come all together. I wish you'd have come on your own. It would have meant more to God if you'd have come, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to come anyway. Let's go. Let's come. Let's fill these altars up this morning.